This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Denton, what do you got?
I think we got to start with the Wizards. 15 in a row, and not in the good column. They got crushed by Cleveland. They had like four dudes score 13
points. Did they advance in the in-season cup play?
They were the first team eliminated in the in-season cup play, which I think that should be a trophy of its own.
I don't know if people realize this, but in their 15-game losing skid after they started 2-2, they remember they beat the Hawks in back-to-back games all the way back before Halloween, that only one of these 15 losses, only one of them, was a less than 10-point outcome, and that was a 9-point loss to San Antonio. Every other loss has been double digits, like they haven't been competitive. Look, this is what we as, and I am, a longtime Bullets Wizards fan. This is what we signed up for. I signed up for it. I'm fine with this. We knew that this was going to be a bad basketball team, and it kind of needs to be. It needs to be a team that finishes in that bottom three and has, along with the other two, you know, of the three worst teams in the league, has that, you know, 14% chance to land at number one when we get to the drawing for the first pick in the draft. This is a very important draft. I know that some of you have talked about the kid from Rutgers and a couple of the other players. What I've seen from Cooper Flagg so far this year, he's going to be the number one pick. And, you know, I'm not going to put him into the Wembanyama category or the LeBron category necessarily, but he is going to be at a much higher category than Washington had chances for, legitimate chances for previously, like this last draft or even the John Wall draft. I mean, Wall was the consensus number one, but he wasn't considered a potential transcendent player. Cooper Flagg is, and Washington needs to land on that number one pick. This is a loaded draft at the top, people think, all right, right now. And this is the process, man. You know, get used to it, because if they do contend, if they do draft well, and they do end up contending, we're talking about 4 or 5 years from now. There are another 2 to 3 painful seasons before the draft picks that they've started to select with Coulibaly and continued this year with Carrington and Saar, et cetera, George, et cetera, and will continue next year before they start to weed out the ones that can really play, and those guys start to get into their early 20s where they have physically matured, mentally matured, and you can start to play competitive basketball with them. They're horrendous. I mean, this is a team that right now appears to be worse than last year's team. They are by far and away the worst team in the NBA after this 15-game losing streak at 2-17. I mean, they're 3 games behind the Sixers, who are the second worst team, Josh Harris's team. They are not thrilled with Josh Harris in Philadelphia, Sixer fans. I have some relatives who are Philly, Jersey people, Sixer fans, Eagle fans, and there were several conversations over the holiday weekend about Josh Harris. They're not big Harris fans in Philly. I think his preference in terms of the teams he owns is this one, because this is where he's from. But, yeah, they're bad. What's next?
Yeah, they are really bad. By the way, that one game that you mentioned where they lost by 9 points, that's when Victor Wembanyama had 50.
That was 50 from Wembanyama. By the way, I did watch some hoops last night. I watched Clemson beat Kentucky, and then I watched last night Jokic put on a fourth quarter show last night. They came back to beat Denver. They were down by 9. They won 119-115. Jokic ended up with 38. I think 17 of his 38 were in the fourth quarter. What does he have? He's got 3 MVPs, right?
Yes, 3 MVPs, 3 times.
I mean, it's not going to shock me if he gets a fourth. Denver's off to a bit of a slow start, but I still think they'll be a factor. But they beat the Warriors last night. Steve Kerr was just incensed because it looked like a Denver player called a timeout that they didn't have, but they didn't give him credit for it at the end. Hell of a bass. You know, in markets like that, like I was thinking, you know, the Broncos played. We had Nikki Javala on the show yesterday. She's great, and she had covered the Broncos for several years in Denver. And Scott was there the other night for SportsCenter for the Monday Night Countdown show, and I was talking to him yesterday, and I said, what was that stadium? What was that crowd like? And he just told me, he said, it's incredible. He's like, those fans are so into it. He said the venue is incredible. I don't think he had been there before, but he said the fans were phenomenal. The game was great Monday night, but you know, Nikki talked about, you know, the passionate Denver fan base. Man, when you have a team that is a contender, you know, even in football season, and they care about the Broncos number one. You get a game like last night, it's a packed house, it's a fevered pitch. Like, we just don't have anything like that here. And haven't for so long. You know, even the teams with Wall and Beal and Gortat and Nene and Ariza and Pierce and, you know, the teams that were, you know, winning 40s and then nearly 150 in 2017, you didn't have the intensity of some of these regular season games. It happened in the playoffs, I felt like. But, man, you know, on a early December Tuesday night in Denver, that place was awesome. And they've got a football team that's killing it right now at the same time. I just sat there. The game was great. But I thought, man, if the Wizards were ever what the Nuggets are right now, with a superstar player like Jokic, you know, on their team. I mean, if you had a Giannis or if you had, you know, an Anthony Edwards right now, it would be, I mean, it would be for me, for people who love basketball, it would be awesome. All right, what's next?
Well, speaking of basketball, your Turtles in action tonight. They open up Big Ten play with Ohio State, tip off at 6:30, which, I mean, here, that's way too early.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to complain about start times. I mean, I understand the issue. Big Ten has multiple TV games, you know, when they get into the Big Ten schedule for sure, and you do 2 Big Ten games here early in December. And, you know, you can't put Maryland as the late start for every single game. It's not what, you know, we understand. Maryland, of the Big Ten teams, well, not now because you have Los Angeles, obviously, with SC and UCLA. But they are in the, you know, before LA entered the conference, they're in the biggest market by far and the biggest traffic situation market. And 6:30 starts are bad. But you know what? If you're really good, and I think Maryland's got a chance to be really good this year, it should be a good crowd. Ohio State early in the season beat Texas. They lost to Pitt at the buzzer the other night. Pitt's pretty good. And so Terps are 5.5-point favorites. You can listen to the game right here. 6:30 tip. 6 o'clock pregame.
6 o'clock pregame. The reason they are early is they got a triple header tonight.
Yeah.
You got Ohio State, Maryland, Michigan State, Minnesota, and then Oregon and USC.
And I think what, you know, what you would say is if you're Maryland, you'd fight for that 8:30 start in a swap with Minnesota. The Big Ten's very aware of the issue Maryland has with being a school right off the Beltway in what is either the second or third worst traffic city in the United States. And so a 6:30 start is hard for a lot of people. But what you'll see, and you've typically seen with the 6:30 starts in College Park, is you see a very late arriving kind of LA-like crowd, where by the second half, it's great. But this is a big stretch for the Terps. They play Ohio State in College Park tonight, and then on Sunday at noon at Purdue. Huge game. Purdue's ranked eighth in the country, and, you know, these two games will tell us a lot about where they are right now. Where they are right now, if you don't know, they're 7-1. They have annihilated everybody except for they had a 1-point win over Villanova, and they had a very close loss against Marquette, who is a top 15 team at home. And, you know, Lunardi's latest bracketology has Maryland, you know, as a 10 seed, you know, in the field safely, kind of safely. Long way to go. But they've got, you know, Ohio State, Purdue, and then they've got a Syracuse team who I don't know is if they're that good on the 21st of December. So a couple of, you know, couple of real games for Maryland and real measuring stick games. I've already mentioned, if you haven't heard me mention it, Derek Queen is the real deal. Five-star. He's looks like a one-and-doner, very much so. I mentioned Jokic early a little while ago. That's his style. I'm not saying he's the next Jokic. He's not this, like, sick athlete. He is a really high-level, high IQ, great hands, great feet, faces, can back you down, great passer, can shoot it, can score around the rim kind of a player. He's really special, and they got some really good players. Kevin Willard did a phenomenal job in the portal and did a really good job bringing in Derek Queen as a freshman. So go Terps tonight.
Did you see the new documentary trailer that Netflix dropped? It's for the Aaron Rodgers Enigma documentary. It's going to detail his journey in the NFL, but really focus on last season, first year in New York, coming back from the Achilles injury, and also his spiritual journey, which is a way of them saying they're going to show him doing ayahuasca, which kind of feels counterintuitive to what ayahuasca is filming the process, but that's neither here nor there. They didn't ask for my opinion, but I'm fascinated by this. I think this is going to be a very raw look at Aaron Rodgers, and I'm intrigued to see how ridiculous he is.
You tell me if it's worth watching. I can't generate much interest in him right now. I've said this a million times this year. He was not the number one issue as to why the Jets fell apart in terms of playing on the field. Really a disappointing season for a team that was awesome defensively last year and hasn't been this year. Now, you know, the leadership stuff, the, you know, arranging of the chairs, the deck chairs on what's become the Titanic in the NFL is part him, no doubt. I don't know. You and I talked about this the other day. I don't have much interest in watching this. If you tell me it's really well done, I like when things are well done, even if I'm not super interested in the subject. We talked the other day. I think he's going to play next year. I don't know if it'll be in New York. I could see him going wherever Belichick goes. If Belichick goes somewhere.
Belichick would hate coaching him.
I don't know. I've heard Belichick say a lot of interesting things about Aaron Rodgers and went in some of these things. We haven't talked a lot about that this year. You know, he's done that. You know, it used to be the HBO show that's now on something else.
It's like Inside the NFL.
Inside the NFL. He's excellent on that show. He's excellent with McAfee when he's on. He's excellent on the Manning cast. You know, there's actually a lot that you kind of, when you listen to him talk, you just learn a lot. I think he did say recently he doesn't think that Aaron Rodgers is done. He's like, it's a bad season for his team, not necessarily a career ender. So we'll see. But as far as the Netflix show, I haven't even watched Receiver yet. I want to go back and watch that because I heard that was great.
I've watched one episode. I haven't watched that. One final thing. Spotify Wrapped dropped today. I know the Apple version of that. I don't use Apple Music, but I know the Apple version dropped earlier this week. If we're on your Spotify Wrapped, if the Kevin Sheehan show is, let us know. I think it's really cool that a bunch of people are listening to us, and I got my top podcasts. This show is not on it because I don't listen to work when I leave work, but
That would be weird. As the producer of this show, you should be listening to this show
24/7. I listen while I'm here.
Well, you're not listening to it from a consumer, from a listener standpoint, you're listening to it from a production standpoint. You should always go back and listen to the shows you produce. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I go back and listen to every single one of my shows. I don't. But when I was first, you know, doing this many, many years ago, I would definitely go back and listen because there was a lot to learn. And there still is. The Spotify rap thing, is that like... I think I get that. I do get that on Spotify. It's where they basically hit you with the things that you've listened to the most in 2024.
Yeah, you're like your top artist, top podcast, top song, top five artists, top five songs, top five podcasts. It's all that.
Right. Yeah. Is it out already?
Yeah, so it dropped today. Spotify's dropped today. I think Apple's dropped either yesterday or on Monday. So if we're on yours, let us know. Tweet us, tag us in a picture. We'd love to see it.
I don't have mine. I'm looking at mine right now. It's not up yet. I'm looking for it.
If you're on Spotify, it's like a tab at the top. It says Wrapped, and I think it's like...
Oh, there it is.
Yeah,
okay.
So you go through the whole video.
All right. What else?
That's all we got for news.
All right. We'll do five burning NFL questions when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, The Team 980 and TheTeam980.com.